إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، نواصل القراءة من شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث. We continue inshaAllah ta'ala within from the explanation of the creed of the Salaf. The book, the creed of the Salaf, أصحاب الحديث of Al-Imam Abi Uthman Al-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى. The explanation of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Doktor Salih Shaykh Rabi ibn Hadi المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. باب الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. In this chapter, which is about إيمان, الإيمان includes statements and actions. It increases and decreases. That's the title of the chapter. That Iman includes speech and statement. It increases and it decreases. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ومن مذهب أهل الحديث أن الإيمان قول وعمل ومعرفة يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. قال محمد بن علي بن الحسن بن شقيق سألت أبا عبد الله أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله عن الإيمان في معنى الزيادة والنقصان، فقال حدثنا الحسن بن موسى الأشيب قال حدثنا حماد بن سلمة عن أبي جعفر الخطمي عن أبيه عن جده عمير بن حبيب قال الإيمان يزيد وينقص، فقيل وما زيادته وما نقصانه؟ قال إذا ذكرنا الله فحمدناه وسبحناه فتلك زيادته، وإذا غفلنا وضيعنا ونسينا فذلك نقصانه. In this paragraph, الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى says from the madhab of the people of Hadith is that Iman is a statement, an action, and a thing which one is certain of in the heart. It increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Hasan ibn Shaqiq said, I asked Abu Abdullah Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, about Iman and what it means by increasing and decreasing. He said that this is the answer now that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has given, that Al-Hasan ibn Musa al-Ashyab said that Hamad ibn Salama said that Abu Ja'far al-Khatmi from his grandfather Umayr ibn Habib said, Iman increases and decreases. Someone asked him, what increases it and what decreases it? He said, when we remember Allah, glorify Him and praise Him, that is when it increases. That's when Iman increases. And when our minds are occupied or are neglectful, and when we forget, that is when it decreases. That is when it decreases. Al-Sharh, the explanation of Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, he said, قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله: ومن مذهب أهل الحديث أن الإيمان قول وعمل ومعرفة يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. He repeat the first statement in this paragraph or in the matn that Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah said, likewise from the madhhab of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, Ahlul Hadith, because sometimes he mentioned them as Ahlul Hadith, sometimes Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, sometimes Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah or Hadith. He says, so from their madhhab is that they believe that Iman includes statements and actions. And also that which is one is certain of in the heart, it's conviction in the heart. Now the Shaykh Rabi, he explains. قال هذه المسألة من المسائل التي اختلفت فيها الفرق الإسلامية. فالمرجئة طوائف منهم الغلاة ومنهم مرجئة الفقهاء. He said this is one of the matters that sects that belongs to Firq Islamiyya, that they are upon Islam, they went wrong as related to this matter of Iman. For instance, the Murji'ah, who they are split to branches when it comes to this matter of Iman and Ta'rif al-Iman. منهم الغلاة ومنهم مرجئة الفقهاء. The مرجئة, which is a deviant sect, from them الغلاة, those who go to extreme, far from the truth. Shaykh is going to give an example of those. And then is those who, they are still not upon the truth, but they are not like the other ones who go far to extreme. Like they call them, the علماء, they call them مرجئة الفقهاء. مرجئات الفقهاء. The Shaykh is going to explain what it means, these two. قال فالغلاة منهم من يقولون الإيمان هو المعرفة وهم الجهمية. The extreme amongst the مرجئة, there are those who they say إيمان, when they define إيمان, they say إيمان is, if you're certain, in the heart. You believe in Allah in your heart, that's Iman. So, and these are the Jahmiyyah. These are the statements of the Jahmiyyah. That deviant sect of Al-Jahmiyyah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وهذا ضلال. And this is misguidance. نعم. This is misguidance. This is not true. ولازم قولهم أن فرعون مؤمن وإبليس مؤمن. Says them saying, defining the iman with this definition that iman is in the heart. If a person believes that Allah exists, Allah is the Creator, that's it. That's iman. That person is a believer. He said now by their definition of theirs, Iblis, Satan is a believer. Likewise, the Pharaoh. Nah. That based and according to their definition of Iman and how they see and they looked at the Iman, Shaitan is a believer. Is he? Likewise, Fir'aun is a believer, is mu'min. لماذا? Why the Shaykh, he says? لأنهم كلهم يعرفون الله. Why? According to them, Iblis is a believer, Fir'aun is a believer, because they know Allah. Both Shaitan and Satan, Iblis and the Pharaoh, they know Allah. They were certain that Allah is the true God. Iblis يعرف الله تبارك وتعالى أنه خلق هذا الكون وخلق الجنة والنار ويؤمن بالقدر إلى غير ذلك. Iblis, Satan, he knows that Allah, that this universe is created by Allah. Shaitan knows this, that Allah creates the universe and what's in it. Shaitan believes and knows that Allah, it is He who created the Jannah. And it is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the hellfire. Shaykh Rabir said, Satan believes in the qadr, in the decree of Allah. Too many things that the shaytan believe in. قال الله تعالى, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Hijr, in Surah Al-Hijr, the ayah 39, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us what the shaytan said. So in this ayah, قال ربي بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين ولأغوينهم أجمعين. He says, O my Lord, because you misled me, I shall indeed adorn the path of error for them, for mankind. For mankind on the earth, and I shall mislead them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa, this is a Surah Al-Hijr, illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlasin, except your chosen guided slaves among them. So the shaitan, he knows, he says, qala rabbi, O my Lord. Also in Surah Sad, yuqsim, qala fabi'izzatika la'uhuyinnahum ajma'in. Another ayah in Surah Sad, the shaitan swears by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, qala fabi'izzatika la'uhuyinnahum ajma'in. So Iblis said, by your might, then I will surely mislead them all. قال الشيخ ربيع رحمه تعالى إبليس يعرف أسماء والصفات فهو يعرف الله عز وجل والتصديق موجود عنده والمعرفة موجودة عنده ومع ذلك هو أكفر الكافرين. said إبليس, Satan, he knows the names and the attributes of Allah. He knows Allah. He is certain, and he believes that Allah exists. All of this, shaitan knows. Yet he is the worst of all the disbelievers. أكفر الكافرين. فالذي يقول الإيمان هو المعرفة فهو ضال مضل بل عقيدته كفرية وكفرهم السلام. So therefore, anyone who says إيمان is just معرفة, just believe in the heart, no statements included in it, no actions. He said this is a dalal model. He's misguided in himself, astray, gone astray, and causing others to go astray. Rather, he says their aqidah is aqidah of disbelief. And the Salaf, they deemed as a disbeliever those who hold such aqidah. These are the hulat. These are those who went to extreme from the Murji'ah. Or they say Iman is just tasdeeq, ma'rifah. Once you know that Allah exists, that's all you need. That's what they say. No statements with the tongue, no actions. As the Sheikh is going to explain later on. The Sheikh, he said, now, as for Murji'at al-Fuqaha, there is a type of a group of the Murji'ah, they are in lesser evil than this one, that the one we just mentioned. ماذا يقولون؟ يقولون الإيمان هو التصديق, تصديق بالقلب وقول باللسان. والعمل ليس من الإيمان. So this category of Murji'ah, they say إيمان is تصديق. You have to recognize that Allah exists, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the creator and this. But also they add to it and statement with the tongue. So it's a conviction in the heart. Person has to have certainty in their heart that Allah exists, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the creator of the universe and the like. And they say, and it's a statement with the tongue as well. But as for actions, according to them, they are not from Iman. Actions of worship, they are not part of Iman with this group. Make sure you know their name. Murji'at al-Fuqaha. Murji'at al-Fuqaha. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى الصلاة والزكاة والصوم والحج والجهاد والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر كل هذه ليست من الإيمان عندهم. قال وهذا مصادم لنصوص الكتاب والسنة. وهذا مصادم لنصوص الكتاب والسنة. So the Sheikh Rabi' حفظه تعالى he says, so therefore even these people who they are less than the Jahmiyyah, but they're still wrong, because they oppose the belief of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah and the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah in Iman. So Shaykh Rabi'i says, according to their definition of Iman, Salat, Zakat, Fasting, Hajj, Jihad, Commanding Good, Forbidding Evil, all these actions are not from Iman. It has nothing to do with Iman. They are not part of faith and belief in Iman. The Sheikh says, and of course this definition of theirs and this belief of theirs disagree and actually opposes the text in the Book of Allah and the text and the narrations from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he began to give the tafsil. Hafidhahu Allah. He mentioned the ayah 143 in Surah Al-Baqarah. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى سمى الصلاة إيمانا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى named the salat as iman. Allah سبحانه وتعالى called the salat iman. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البقرة آية 143 وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم يعني صلاتكم يعني صلاتكم. في الآية and Allah would never make your faith, your salat, your iman, your faith to be lost. Here faith refers to the prayers. Refers to the prayers. Because you can understand the ayat before this was talking about the Qibla. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the السفهاء سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب. So people wondering what happened to the salah before and this and that. No, Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, tell them Allah is not going to make your iman to be lost, meaning your salat, that prayers you have prayed towards the Al-Aqsa, it's not going to be lost. وأطلق على الأعمال أنها من الإيمان. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to actions as iman. Actions of worship that we perform as iman. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الأنفال. In the beginning of سورة الأنفال. From the ayah 2 and 3 and 4. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. In this ayat in Surah Al-Anfal, the believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts. And when His verses, meaning this Qur'an, are recited unto them, they, meaning those verses, increase their faith. Increase their faith. And they put their trust in their Lord alone. They are those who offer prayers perfectly and spend out of what we have provided them. It is they who are the believers in truth. For them are grades of dignity with their Lord and forgiveness and a generous provision paradise. Shaykh Rabih wa ta'ala explained this ayah. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى عد الأعمال من الإيمان أعمال القلوب وأعمال الجوارح عد من الإيمان. This ayah, iman consists of actions of the heart and actions of the limbs. So actions that we perform are from iman. They are from iman, as opposed to those who don't say they are not from iman. Person pray, don't pray, it's okay. To them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَبَيَّنَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَزِيدُ يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ فَيَزِيدُ. Likewise in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear in this ayah that iman increases. You recite the verses of Allah and increase you in iman. يُصَلِّ فَيَزِيدُ إِيمَانُ. The Muslim pray, his iman increases. Yes. You just got here? 143. Surah Al-Baqarah. No. Ameen wa jazakir. And now, if somebody wants an ayah or something, you can ask, inshallah. The Muslim, he performed the prayer, his iman increased. And you feel that in your heart when you pray, alhamdulillah, you feel good, right or wrong? You feel good. But if you don't pray, or you miss the jama'ah, you came late, you know. كل عمل صالح يعمله يزيد في إيمانه والمعاصي تنقصه. The Shaykh Rabih says, every righteous action, not any actions by the way, it's not about just do actions, righteous actions. He said, every righteous action increases iman. Whenever a person does a righteous action, a believer, a Muslim, perform a righteous action, it increases him in iman. And the sins and disobedience to Allah decreases a person's iman. وهذا رأس مالك. This is your رأس المال. This is your capital. You see the things that make it grow, you take care of them and you do them. The things that take away from your رأس المال, your capital, what do you do? I'll give an example. A person doing a business, he started with $100,000. Okay? And he was doing some transactions, and those transactions make his money grow. Now he got bringing more money, while other transactions take away from his money. What is this person going to do, Abdul Majid?
He'll get rid of the bleeding.
Huh?
He'll get rid of the bleeding.
Get rid of the bleeding.
That's
right. Old school term. Okay. I'll take it, because I'm old school too. All right, say it in English.
He's going to get rid of the situation that caused him to lose money.
Ahsant. He's going to look, do some accounting, because you have to do some accounting, man. You're talking about take account of yourself, your actions. That's what accounting. If he knows accounting himself, that's what he's going to do. If he don't, he's going to hire an accountant. And the accountant is going to say to him, look, man, I see in your business there are some products that bring you some very, very good, what do you call it? Profit. But there is some other product you're losing, man. You're losing in them. So he tell him, look, what I advise, cut down on these ones, let them go, and increase from these ones. Right or wrong? So a person will do that. Instead of a product just sitting on a shelf for months, no, he's going to give the ones that are like we say they hot. They go quick. Right or wrong? Cannot stay on the shelf. But people, they will take that advice. Right or wrong? When it comes to money, they take it and they will get rid of anything that is slowing their progress or taken away from the profit. Well, guess what, ya ikhwan? Iman. increases with obedience to Allah. So we should increase of doing obedience to Allah, more remembrance of Allah, constantly recitation of Quran, preserving what Allah has made obligatory upon us, the salawat, being kind to the parents and dutiful to them, to the neighbor, stay away from, and then stay away from the haram, from negligence, from backbiting, lying, of course, from shirk. A transaction, take the whole capital. You're broke now, you got nothing. A shirk. Somebody commits shirk, he got nothing. They pray, they fast, nothing, because they shirk. You see? So you look at the things that take away from your iman. Backbiting, lying, cheating, slandering, and all of these things. Ill manners, bad behavior, negligence, laziness, all of these things, you stay away from them because he wants to protect your iman. You want your iman to keep getting higher and higher. You're making progress. Aynam. قال وأهل السنة والجماعة شيخ ربيع يقول حفظه الله وأهل السنة والجماعة عندهم. Now he's going to give us what is the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, what is their belief when it comes to إيمان. Okay, now we're talking about إيمان. He told you the مرجئة, what is إيمان to them, especially the two groups of مرجئة, الغلاة, which is the جهمية, and the مرجئة of al-fuqaha. They both wrong. Now he's going to give you the proper belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That's what we have to write down and act upon, believe in it and act upon. الإيمان قول وعمل واعتقاد يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية كما ذكر المؤلف رحمه الله أن الإيمان قول وعمل ومعرفة. المعرفة يعني الاعتقاد. يزيد بالطاعة من قصور المعصية. With أهل السنة والجماعة, now this is the correct belief. Iman is a statement with the tongue, actions, consists of statements of the tongue, actions, and belief in the heart. It increases with obedience to Allah, and of course obedience to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because whoever obeyed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it decreases with disobedience. Sheikh Rabi'i said exactly as the Mu'allif, because the Mu'allif, Al-Imam al-Sabuni, he was upon the Aqidah of the Salaf. He was upon the Aqidah of the Salaf. Kana Salafiyyan. So that's why he said in he that Iman includes statements, actions, and Ma'rifah. Sheikh Rabi'i said the Ma'rifah, which is belief in the heart. And as Al-Imam al-Sabuni himself said in the Madn, that Iman increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. So the more your iman is higher, the more you're good, alhamdulillah, your life is in order, you're happy, you have rest, you have stability in your life, you got comfort in this life, and you die upon that, subhanallah, Allah promised this, these servants, the great things in the hereafter. But whenever a person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether through negligence or through falling into haram, he's taking taking a descent. Alright, they're not going higher, they're going down. And we have to pay attention to these things. And those who the iman is strong, subhanAllah, they accept the qadr of Allah. They are nice, they easy, they calm. They have good manners, they patient, their tawakkul upon Allah is strong. Doesn't matter what they say to him and what they not say to him. He's rejected or not, alhamdulillah, iman, qawi, fitan, he's firm. You see? And therefore he has easy life, because he depends upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows why he was created, for ibadah. So he, that's it, that's my goal. People are, I don't know where they go and what direction they're taking. He's like, look, that's the straight path. I'm going to stay on it. People competing one another, fighting one another, killing one another for dunya. He's like, look, man, oh, we're going to die. I got to die so I can be from the successful in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, not in this life. Okay, so people competing one another for dunya, he's competing others for the akhirah. He takes from the dunya what's enough for him and his family. He's content with that. Alhamdulillah, we got a place to live, it's comfortable. Alhamdulillah, the food is served. Alhamdulillah, we're healthy. Alright, let us do what we were created for. Allah didn't create us to own half of the city and become our main goal and take you away from your responsibility, take you away from the reason why you were created, denying all rights, neglecting all rights, the rights of your Lord, the rights of yourself, the rights of your family, just ripping and running. Enough, as they say. No, we don't compete with those people. You compete with the people who want to learn more Quran. Person next to you, he's advanced. Couple months, he's gone. Somehow you're like, wait a minute. This guy, I used to know more Quran than him. Now he's, why he passed me? Speeding? I don't know, man. Consistency. Gotta have a goal. I know. Not to compete with those who just want to go play. Like they were created only to play. No, you're going to compete with those who, look, man, he came a couple months after me, now he speaks Arabic better than me. Why? What happened? Did he eat something and he all of a sudden speak Arabic? Is it in a drugstore like some pills that if you take them 2 weeks, your tongue become an Arabic tongue? No, that person, he knows what he wants and he puts some effort and time. So you compete the people for good. You see someone, for example, with their money, they give the sadaqahs, they build here, they buy books and give them away. They looking for the orphans and the needy and the widows. They looking for those who are going through some hardship to help them. These are the ones we want to compete with, not somebody who has 3 closets of clothing and he's building another 4th closet. Someone who, I don't know, every year he got to change his rims. Competing with the Joneses now. And he's going to look, whenever some new line of clothing comes, he has to be the one of the first elites ones to get that. You see what I'm talking about? And he has 2 closets full of clothing and he can't wear that because it's outdated. Outdated? People still think like that. That's an old fashion. You know what's the only fashion I like? The only old fashion I like? What is it? Oatmeal. Yes, that's what I like. That's the old fashion I like, oatmeal. When somebody tell me, man, oh, you're wearing this jacket is an old fashion now. You're outdated. Yeah, it's okay with me. You know what I'm saying? So we have to change our mentalities. That's just, subhanAllah, certain people, they do that. That's how they waste a lot of money. They just want to wear, they have many closets full of everything. They just want to have new stuff every month. Not just not in clothing, in furnitures. Some people, furnitures, especially now this is the women department, give their husbands hardship. 6 months furniture should not stay in a house. More than 6 months. That couch and that sofa and that recliner has to go. Why? Just that's who they are. Yeah, they gotta go. Some men and women, these phones, they call them smartphones. They have whenever S5 come here, they want to get it. $700, no problem. No problem, gotta get my S6. Is it S6? No? They have it? It's coming. Well, if it comes, that's me. I'm the first one mentioning it. Remember that. Huh? And a Muslim, they just want to, they have a nice phone. It's working. Beautiful, clean, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with it. No. S5 is in town. Some even they have to go and, you remember? Some of them even have to wait. When they had this smartphone come in the first time, when they announce it and stuff, what do people do? They says next Monday or Friday it's gonna be sold in the stores. What do they do, people? line up for a day before. The people, they camp in there, they have their little camp. You're right wrong. Hudu billah. The kuffar do that, we do that, we Muslims. And you have your phone, nothing wrong with it. And you got to spend $700-$800 for a phone. You already have one for $600, worth $600 still, $500, why? And then when it comes to the masjid, or some women struggling with children, a brother who they cut his job and he's going through hardship, somebody has debt to be paid, some widow, orphans, he has nothing. Now he can't give $5. Therefore, we have to look at our priorities. Of course, we're not saying this is haram to buy a smartphone, okay? But we're just helping each other. What is your priority? What is good for you? You have a phone already, so you have more money. Why don't you do something about it? Go for a Umrah. You know, you just want to buy new rims, $2,500. You know, rims that cost more than that. Come on, right? Huh?
Yeah, no.
I didn't see it here a lot, but up north, when I was north, that was a big thing, man. Competing one another was his more rims. And they just, if somebody look at him and say, man, you're outdated, he's going to go change it. By Asr time, he has new rims now. And then he's like, what do you think now? Oh man, you got me. Now they compare one another. Yeah, Juan, we compare one another for good. Yeah, who's going to take care of this? Who's going to spend more? Buy like 10 books of Kitab al-Tawheed and give them away. Buy 20 books of Talat al-Usul and give them out. Huh? Sponsor an orphan, pay their education, pay their bills, go to these families going to trouble, tell them your gas bill is on me, inshallah. Just whenever you get it, give it to them. 50, half of your rent is on me, inshallah. Just between you. Well, don't tell anybody. If somebody knows, you're done. Done deal. That's between us. This is what we do, man. This is what the Salaf used to do. Salaf, you think, just they put like Salafiya on their t-shirt and that's it? That's not actions. Anyway, go back here, inshallah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله والأدلة على الزيادة ما ذكرناه لكم منها آيات كثيرة. So the adilla to this, that support the belief and the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Iman. That iman is a belief in the heart and statement by the tongue and actions of the limbs. And it increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. That's iman. Ayna. He says, many are the adilla for this, that support this. And he says, some of what we mentioned to you, and there is so many other ayats. He mentioned, he said, from them is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fath. In Surah Al-Fath. Na'am. Okasha, what's the ayah? Huh? Ayah number 4. What is it? Yalla, Okasha, give us the ayah number 4 in Surah Al-Fath. You got 4 seconds. You got it?
Oh.
That's the end of number 2. Did? What's after that? We answer Akan Asrul Aziz, number three, and what's come after that? Zayd. أحسنت هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين نعم that's now tell us complete the ayah Zayd هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين that's the important key word now لا ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض نعم جزاك الله خير From them is this ayah number 4 in Surah Al-Fath. He, it is, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sent down as-sakinah, calmness and tranquility, into the hearts of the believers. Into the hearts of the believers. That they may grow more in faith. See? That they may grow more in faith. See? Grow more. Increase. That they may grow more in faith along with their present faith. And to Allah belong the hosts of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise. قال فيزدادون بذلك إيمانا هذا من الأدلة على أن الإيمان يزيد. This one ayah does a proof that iman increase and grow and increase, because Allah said ليزدادوا, so that they increase in their faith and in their iman. Likewise from it the ayah 173 in Surah Al Imran. أين محمد أمين Surah Ali Imran. Once, 173 in Surah Ali Imran. Zaid, wasalta Ali Imran? Zaid, you know Ali Imran? Not yet. Second time? Alright. Here is the ayah. I'm going to give you the ayah before this, and you give me the ayah. Tayyib. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم. نعم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم أحسن فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. See, as long as you're still reviewing, that's good, Zaid. Okay, جزاك الله خير. الذين قال لهم الناس, who are these people Allah is referring to? Those, when the companions said to them, but those, who are these those? Munafiqun, the hypocrites. Here in the tafsir it says, those meaning hypocrites, who said unto the people, who they said to the companions, the hypocrites, they said to the people, meaning the believers. So the hypocrites, they come and say to the companions, to the believers, verily the people, meaning the pagans, have gathered against you a great army. Therefore fear them. You see, the hypocrites who they show iman, they show faith, even by actions. They pray. Okay? But then what they say to the believers of the Sahaba? They said to them, verily, the people, the pagans, have gathered against you a great army. Therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith. Allahu Akbar. Look what they said to them, but it increased them in faith. And they said, Allah alone is sufficient for us. And He is the best disposer of affairs for us. الشيخ ربيع يقول حفظه الله, هذا الإرهاب, إرهاب من المنافقين, هذا الإرهاب والتخويف ما زادهم إلا ثباتا وإيمانا. فالآية هذه من الأدلة الواضحة على أن الإيمان يزيد. He said this إرهاب from the hypocrites at the time of the Sahaba. They want to terrify them, because that's what إرهاب is, that people make statements or actions to bring terror in the hearts of the people and frighten them. That's what the hypocrites was doing. He said this irhab and them trying to frighten the companions didn't work. It didn't work. Rather, it increased them in faith. He gave them firmness upon belief. You're a believer? What do you think? Is it going to be your way? You're going to walk on a nice, smooth, red carpet with roses all the way? Man, the ride is going to get bumpy sometimes, man. What are you talking about? You got to hold on to your seatbelt and seat. The ride is not going to be smooth all the time like you imagined it. And especially in this ride towards the hereafter, towards the Jannah. The best of the people, they didn't have it smooth like we think and imagine. Somebody Salafi, but he don't want to be harmed. Nobody talk bad about him. Nobody criticize him. Nobody said nothing bad to him. If you're upon the haq, the people of batil, they're not going to like that. Because you're interfering with what they are upon. You're getting closer to their territories. They're going to fight you. They're going to lie because them, they don't care. But you're not going to play the same dirty game. They lie against you, lie against them. They backbite you, you backbite them. They slander. No, you don't do these things. You're patient. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. Now you be patient upon the truth, upon the path. Somebody, he wanna be Salafi, but he's like, man, I can't do this because people talk about you. Yeah, they talk about those who are better than you. Do what is right. Certain people don't even want to grow a beard. They say, no, people look at me. People, they're going to look at you anyway. You're going to do what's pleasing to Allah. Some people, they want to like wear their pants and thobe according to the sunnah. They're like, no, people, they're going to think I'm an extremist. Other people looking at you, extremists already. So what it is, do what's pleasing to Allah. Learn what you were commanded and do it to the best of your ability. Don't look at the people, what the people are going to think of me, what the people are going to say about me, because if you do that way, man, this is not the right way. Hey now. So it's very important for us that the Shaykh, he says, this is also one of the adillah that iman increases. This is a clear proof, from the clear proofs that iman increases. Now, then the Shaykh mentioned another dalil, another proof from the Quran. قَالَ وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَحْمَدُ. Pay attention, you and Mustafa. Hudhayfa, what surah are you reading? Are you still in Arabic? Huh? As-Saf? That's for you and Mustafa. What surah is this? وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ. I don't want to go too far. نعم. زيد. يا شيخ. زيد. No cheating. Wait, حذيفة. مصطفى, remember? نعم حذيفة. أحسنت. That's the آية. اللهم بارك. You're a big gift. And you know I was going to give you the gift. We don't have to repeat that all the time. الحمد لله. What surah? Huh? المدثر. أحسنت. سورة المدثر. بارك الله فيكم. سورة المدثر. قال ليستيقن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ويزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا ولا يرتاب الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمؤمنون وليقول الذين في قلوبهم مرض والكافرون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. And we have said, none but angels are guardians of the fire, and we have fixed their number, the 19, عليها 19, only as a trial for the disbelievers, in order that the people of the scripture may arrive at a certainty that this Quran, meaning the Jews and the Christians, they may arrive at certainty that this Quran is the truth. as it agrees with their books. Tayyib, meaning the number of the angels, is written in the Torah and the Gospel, number 19. And the believers may increase in faith, subhanAllah. You see, and the believers may increase in faith. So this is one of the adilla. The Shaykh Rabi يقول هذه الآية أيضا من الأدلة على أن الإيمان يزيد ويزيد ويزيد حتى يصير كالجبال والأدلة كثيرة على زيادة الإيمان. So likewise, this ayah is a clear proof from the many proofs in the Quran that iman increases and increases and increases. The people are not on the same level of iman. Oh, everybody on the same level. لا. No. Iman increases and increases and he becomes like mountains, he said, Shaykh Rabi حفظه الله. He says, and the adilla are many. And in the next class we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala, we continue, that he's going to mention also the adilla that also that decreases the iman from the thing. It talks about the decrease, actually. Talk about the decrease of iman. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.